Hey, you guys, welcome back to Listen Bitch Presents. Tell me why you're special. This is the arena where we stop judging ourselves for the struggle and we start understanding what's actually happening inside of us. Because the truth is, a lot of people think they're broken. Maybe you think you're too emotional. Maybe you think you're too anxious. Maybe you think you're too overwhelmed. But like, what if you're not broken? What if your nervous system has just been stuck in survival mode for too long? God did not design you to live in constant chaos. Okay. I call it tornado energy. He designed your body for peace, for clarity, for alignment. So if you've ever felt like your mind and body were working against you on opposite sides of the field, this conversation is going to resonate. Okay. Today's guest is Haley Coleman. She turned survival mode into a system for healing. So I'm super excited to have her in the hot seat. Haley, welcome to the show. And I kind of start everybody at the same place. Tell us your elevator pitch. Who are you? What do? And what makes you special?
Thanks. I'm excited to be here. Lived in trauma. It sucks. Had a very narcissistic, chronic cheater, emotionally abusive partner, while I have three beautiful children, and it wreaked havoc on my system. Tried everything under the sun. In terms of medical stuff, they said everything was wrong with me, so I looked into every avenue, figured it out that it was just my nervous system and it was them being a shitty human. So deleted them and turned that into my business, where I had the education and evidence-based background to support my trauma lived experience.
Yeah.
Quit corporate and just trying to spread the word that healing stress is probably the very first thing that anyone should do.
Yeah. I can't say I love your story 'cause that really sucks, but like you make your mess your message, right? And that's the whole heart of the show is like that really messy thing in your life launched you into that beautiful thing. So someone's in that experience right now and they're embarrassed and they're ashamed and they don't even know what to do. But I, even in a great marriage, I lived in survival mode of just, everything, juggling life, all these things, my nervous system, like I was literally poisoning myself with cortisol. And it's that same thing of like everybody wants to have a label. Oh, well, I think you have this, and I think you have this, and I think you have this. What is it actually? Let's talk to the person because maybe people just still don't understand because maybe they don't have an abusive spouse, but they could be living in that survival mode. So, what does it actually feel like in a day to day? Like, what's an average day of you being in survival mode?
Crawling to the finish line, like that fatigue, you have different symptoms. I mean, every one of my clients, their symptoms have been different, but you're just not feeling your best self. Either you're on edge or you're just exhausted, or you're just like have that deep chest where you're just like, I just feel like super maxed out. Bring it back to like when you're feeling your best self. Like, what did you feel like years ago or even months ago when you felt alive? You felt like you're living your purpose. You felt amazing. And then compare that to how you feel now and your symptoms. Like, you're gonna get a pretty good picture of, even though like mentally I might be okay, but like my body and my lifestyle are showing that like I'm not doing okay. And I hear that all the time. Like, one of my best friends, like yesterday, was like, I feel mentally amazing, but my body is so angry. And I was like, that's your nervous system, right? Or another one of my clients is like, man, I've gotten every single test done. I've gotten all the blood work and I'm wearing a heart monitor and all these things. But like my mind is still racing. Like I can't stop getting triggered. And I was like, because you're not working on your nervous system. And it can be like from anyone from trauma to you could be a stay-at-home mom with a chaotic freaking sports schedule. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't have to be horrific trauma for you to feel like crap. But if you're burnt out and like being the taxi mom and all the things and 10 loads of laundry and just 3 meals, 4 meals a day, like If you're not doing stuff for self, you're gonna feel like shit.
Yeah. Is that would that be the key then for you? You know, if someone's listening and they're like, how do I know if my nervous system is dysregulated? Is that the first step you want them to realize is like go back to when you felt good and see what that felt like? And if you're not even close to that, like it's your nervous system.
100%, because I love, like, when I first connect with somebody, a first client, I always say, when, what time frame, like, when did you feel your best self? What did it look like? What did it feel like in your body? Did you have that restless sleep? Did you have bloating? Did you have headaches? Did you have, like, that chronic fatigue? What was in your environment? People, place, things. Compared to now,
Yeah.
right? Like maybe something in your job changed now, or maybe your partner's having a hard time with themselves, so they've stepped back a bit and you're taking more space to be more of a support. You know, there's so many factors,
Right.
but like, when did you feel your best self? And what were you doing? What hobbies? Did you feel like you woke up every day feeling great and like, yeah, I love my job or I love this? So, you know what I mean? And like,
Yeah.
compared to now.
I feel like you know, our bodies kind of keep the score. And that's why I think so many people like they just think something is wrong with them and we're not taught, you know, 'cause like big pharma to me, like that's a the health industry is a business. I think they have a place. Absolutely, I think they have a place in people's lives. But like I've never been to a doctor when I thought something was wrong. And they've never been like, oh my gosh, your nervous system is just fucked up. Like
They don't talk about
they
it.
don't talk about it. And I'm like, so many people are, you know, they think something's wrong with them. They're going the wrong way about it, but they don't know because we're not taught. We're taught to trust doctors, right? So if the doctor says nothing's wrong with you, you're just making this up. But like your body too, it's what is trauma, you know, actually doing to the body and the mind or even, you know, the nervous system. What is it doing to us?
You know, like chronic stress, high cortisol levels for a long period of time wreak havoc on our system mentally, physically. And like the Western medical, I have a big opinion on that. Why aren't we teaching about fucking gut health? Why aren't we talking about gut health? Why aren't we talking about breath work? Why are you giving me meds? When I went in for my panic attacks, mine was very situational because my ex was horrific, started getting panic attacks. No one talked about what I was eating.
No.
No one talked about my sleep. No one talked about, hey, what are you doing to calm yourself? They're like, you know what? We're going to put you on birth control.
Oh my
I was
God.
like, I have 3 kids and I'm not having sex. So why do I need, why am I going on birth control?
Right.
Like, tried it for a week and it was like the mini pill. I don't know what you have like in the States, but like it was like
Yeah.
every second pill is like a higher estrogen. Every second day I was getting full-blown panic attacks. I was
Oh
like,
my
this
gosh.
is nuts. And I'm like, that's your solution?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to have sex with this human. I'm good. I'm struggling mentally. My body's shutting down and you're giving me
Yeah.
birth control
Yep.
or anxiety meds? I'm like, that's when I knew. I was like, I need to, this is nuts. Like, I need to
Yeah.
figure this out.
Yeah. And I, you know, I think so many people, that's why I think it's important that we're using our voices and we're using platforms and we're informing people that it, you know, healthcare isn't always the solution because, you know, never once they're gonna give you the blood pressure meds. They're gonna give you random meds. They're gonna mess with your estrogen and progesterone. We don't even know if that's the thing in it. And I think so many people, if we could just go outside barefoot, right? What do the kids say now? They're like, touch grass. Like, we literally just need to touch grass.
Yes. Like,
And,
why can't you sit in your window like a
right.
cat and just put your face in the sun for 10
Yes.
minutes?
Yes. That's
Right?
very
Like,
much
open
true.
the door, even if it's winter, and just feel that breeze on your face.
And I think,
Right? Like,
yeah, as a whole, we have so much coming at us, like with social media. It's one of those things, like, we have too much access to things we were never meant to have access to. So I think everybody genuinely. I don't think it's special that our nervous systems are jacked up. I think it's been intentional because there's money in the solutions, right? Hey, if you're panicked, if you have anxiety, I've got a lifetime supply of medication, and it's not something that you just take for a couple of days and you feel great, you know. And again, you guys come at me, but like, I do think there's a place for medicine. I've had six C-sections. Obviously, I'd be dead if I didn't have a surgeon. So there's a place for this conversation, but also, you know, I have had the massive anxiety and panic attacks that end me up in the hospital since I was
Yeah,
little.
me too. Me
Yeah.
too.
And I'm like, I think I'm having a heart attack, you guys. And
Oh,
at the end of the
yeah.
day, they're like, no, you're not, you're fine. And they send me home. Cool. Well, this is happening. And you know, I'm in pain and I can't move, like physical pain. Like I can't even breathe right now. So it's really happening to me, but they never gave me a solution. And you know, I think everybody's nervous system, with our access to everything, with this influence that we have, you know, I'd say we're under attack, really. And I think everybody needs to really check their nervous system. You know, that's it's changed the game for me. And we have to do this on our own, you know, because yeah,
And I
we're not
want to
talking
teach,
about it.
like, why aren't we teaching the younger generation?
Yeah.
Like, I'm teaching my kids about this because it's like, I don't want my kids to grow up in a world where it's all this negative influence
Yes.
constantly and they don't know how to regulate themselves.
Yeah.
So what's a simple breathwork technique? Or like humming stimulates your vagus nerve. So why aren't we just teaching our kids how to hum? Hum a Christmas carol. I
Yeah.
don't care, but hum when you're sad. Hum when you're maxed out or angry. You know, like it's so simple, but no, rowdy kids or messed up kids need to go on meds.
Exactly. No, and
It's
that's,
crazy.
yeah. My two youngest are still small enough that, you know, 7 and 12, so I can get them in my arms and I'm like, hey, you're feeling, I could feel it when they get squirrely. And I'm like, let's just, you know, let's center for a minute. And I do tapping. I rock her back and forth. I hum. I do the, you know, even just a reminder of like, hey, babe, breathe through your nose. Breathe through your nose. Breathe through your nose. I say it probably like 1,000 times. Like she's gonna,
Even like having their head on your
yeah.
heart, because that's a soul, at a soul level
Connection, yeah.
calming, right? So like any even adults, like
Yeah.
give me a deep hug and put your head here.
Yes. I
Right.
love
And it's
that.
just like an instant, like it's in the womb, right? That's what
Yeah.
we connect with. So, like the simple things that people forget about, you know, like if you're really struggling, like why aren't you looking through your window and trying to see as far as you can go to try to focus that again? Like the present, all the little present things, but.
It's well, that's why we're doing the show, so that we can bring awareness to people to what is important to heal. On your journey, what was that defining moment where you like you just stopped coping and you are like, all right, I actually have to heal this? I mean, you obviously knew it was going to be something you had to figure out for yourself because the medical industry is not helping you.
I was breastfeeding my youngest and I started to have a full-blown panic attack and my other two kids started rubbing my back and singing the lullaby that I sing them.
Aw,
Yeah.
that's cute.
And if you know, like when you're in a panic attack, you kind of try to keep your shit together,
Yeah.
especially around the kids. But they knew something was off and they were rubbing my back and singing me Blackbird by the
Yeah.
Beatles. And I was like, this is nuts. Like I can't like, and it came out of nowhere. I was like calm, cuddled on the couch, breastfeeding my youngest. Like
Yep.
we were watching a Disney show. Like there's nothing scary in my environment,
Right.
right? Like
Right.
my body was just not happy.
Yeah.
And it was then that I was like, I need to figure out holistic ways to heal me internally.
Yeah.
And then also learn how to back that up with evidence-based, because now it's not just intuition. I want the evidence-based data to back up my findings and my research.
With all your research, because I do think that there is like a toxic positivity culture movement out there, but y'all can't think your way out of this. So explain to my listeners why that just think positive is the worst advice they're going to get to actually fix this.
I say to all my clients, like, you need to feel it in order to work through it. So, like, give yourself a day or two, like, feel low for a day or two. after that, like, what can we do? What are we going to do? And it always comes back to rewiring our nervous system. So I always tell my clients, I'm going to quickly teach you my bathroom breathing technique.
Okay.
Everyone goes to the bathroom, I want to say 7 to 10 times a day, maybe more, maybe less. But it's our private space. And when the door's closed and you are standing there, I want you to either fixate on the tap or close your eyes.
Yeah.
Every single time you go to the bathroom, you're going to do this, and you're going to put one hand on your heart, but press into your chest enough that you can feel your heartbeat. And your other hand is going to be on your belly. And you're going to do 10 slow and deep belly breaths every single time you go to the bathroom. And that simple technique starts to rewire your system. It actually calms you down and grounds you enough for almost an hour. So by the time you go to the bathroom again, it's another reset. And it's so simple. It takes like 30 seconds. And it's just that quick grounding. And it just makes you, like, sometimes I'll just do it just to do it. I don't even have to go to the
Yeah.
bathroom.
Yeah.
But
That's
it's
it.
so simple.
Yeah. And so why are people missing this? Like, it is simple and, it's someone's going to
Because
hear
it's
it
not
and still
talked
not do
about.
it. They're going to
They
be like,
just, it's not talked about. It's
just
not
kidding.
something like even you feel like something's off with you, but like no one thinks breath.
Yeah.
Like breath is life source.
Yeah. No, I, yeah.
After we gain that like grounding and your nervous system is starting to rewire, absolutely you and I dive deep.
Yeah.
We work through that trauma, or we
Right.
work through that next transition you're trying to go through, or
Yeah.
whatever it is. But first, we can't do anything until you are starting to rewire your stress response.
Yeah. No, I very much agree with that. And my 7-year-old now is in that phase of asking me things that she knows I'm going to say no to. Like, can I play video games? Can I have licorice? Like things that she knows is going to be a no. And then she's super pissed at me. And so we do dragon breathing. I'm like, dude, I know you're so mad. Like, here are your options. And if she's not ready for the options, I'm like, do the dragon breathing. So it's literally like two fast breaths in her nose, and then she blows a fire out of her mouth to push my hand away. And it helps when she does it, and it's not every time you're gonna wrangle your 7-year-old to go ahead and do it in the moment. But she'll come back, after she self-regulates, because the breathing, the things we do, it's really helped her. But simple.
It's
Dragon breath.
so simple. When my kids were little, like they're, how old are they now? 10, 12, and 14. I used to have a calming box. And so the box would have their coloring or their Play-Doh or their Lego or like those pinwheels. Remember those little pinwheels? And so when they were having like huge moments and temper tantrums, I would say, there's the box. Go in that room. Do your thing. And then when they're chill, then we talk about it. And like it really helped because the breath work with the little pinwheels, like it was so cute, but it's fun. Or bubbles, blowing bubbles. It just stimulates that calm. I don't know. Kids love bubbles. So
Yeah,
if you have
they
little
do.
kids, that's a huge one and it's fun.
Yeah.
Right? But now it's go and hum.
Yeah.
Go do your alternative nasal breathing. Go
Yeah.
and talk to yourself. Talk to yourself. It's all good. Right? But yeah, my kids, I don't know, they're blessed to be able to, and your kids too, to be able to
Yeah.
have a parent who's in tune with this stuff.
Understands. Yeah.
So my advice to your audience is if you don't do it for you, do it like, what's your why?
Yeah.
Find your why.
Yep, I very much agree. What is it that you see that really shifts when someone is just genuinely feeling safe in their body again?
They have more boundaries for self. You see their confidence shift. You see their courage. Maybe they're able to make those big decisions. Maybe they're able to be more intuitive or be more creative with their hobbies and stuff again. Just finding that like sparkle again. They literally sparkle. Like I say, my clients, like when I see that shift, I'm like, wow, you're glowing today. You've got it back. Now let's stay there. Right. And it's true. Like sometimes you look at people and you're like, you have a really great energy or you have a great vibe. It's like, yeah, thanks. I've been working on it.
I wasn't born with it, trust me.
Yeah, no. A few years ago, I was not the sparkly, so.
No. Exactly. And I love that. And I wish, I tell my one of my messages to my audience, right, is like to be magnetic. And I think nothing has drawn people to me more than healing my nervous system because people are drawn to just that instant calm. I love it because like every time I do an interview, not every time, but for the most part in the past 2 months since I've had the show, so many people are just like, man, I just felt super safe. And that was intentional. That's intentional. Like I can't be scattered and imbalanced and be able to hold space to have a conversation with Haley. And so when I tell you guys to be magnetic, what I mean is like regulate your nervous system because it is attractive
It
in a
is.
way that isn't even really, I can't really put it in words, but it's, you're out here. Every guest I have is wanting to expand their audience. They're, all these things. People that are listening to my show they have a motive, right? Like I want to learn from these people, I want to expand, I want to grow. If that's what you're going to do, nervous system is where you start.
Yeah. And people want to be around you. Like I have people now that say to me, I want to hang out with you. I'm like, okay. But do you find that now that like you've worked on your nervous system, and I mean we're always actively working on it, but do you find that people who are unhealed stand out so much?
They do.
Like I was around someone yesterday and they were just this black cloud. And I was just like, cheer up, buttercup. And they looked at me and they're like grumpy. And I was
Exactly.
like, I don't want to be around that. Like, cheer up
I call it
or
tornado energy. Like I can just
yeah.
feel the mess and I'm like, that's heavy. So I'm like,
Yeah.
bless and release, I'm out of here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, literally.
And this is the thing too with coaching that I think a lot of coaches don't really understand, and maybe it's because they don't have that awareness. Especially kind of with the men that I've talked to, not necessarily having that same understanding of if I sit across from a client and I feel their tornado energy, they're not going to hear a damn thing I say today. Like none of my words are going to make sense to them because they're so dysregulated that it's just going to be words. And that's not where we start. You have to get people out of their, loop before a message can hit. And I think that's unfortunate that, I don't think men have that same intuition when they're working with women. You know what I'm saying? I
No.
don't think they have that same understanding because it just and it feels impossible, like I'll keep taking your money, but I really can't help you until we figure this part out, into the where the
I've
dysregulation.
literally dropped clients who are paying me a lot of money monthly. One of my biggest packages was like 800 a month, and that was like an all in all my courses, all my things. And I went to them and I was like, you're not listening to anything. This isn't aligned. I have to let you go. And it felt weird, like I was like humming and hawing about it for a few weeks, but like
What
everything
happened?
I said was like they challenged me, and I was like, then why are we here? Like I'm trying to give you tools and techniques and work through your situation and all the things, and you're just spewing fire all the time,
And
and I
that's that
just yeah
dysregulation. Their nervous system is
yeah
so jacked up that they just are repelling everything. So I guess what I want the listeners to take away from this little part of this is just that, if you know you are in the loop, like just be open to the idea of like checking your nervous system before you're asking for help outside of yourself, and that is very simple things. It's the breathing, it's the being. For me, it's the Bible every morning. That is my calibration, right? I'm like, this is where I need to focus. If I don't give God my day then I'm not okay. If I ever wake up and I'm late for things and I can't just, God, here's everything I can't handle. Like, I can't handle this. This is your thing. I need help with this. How are we going to move forward today? That's my calibration, and that's part of my nervous system healing. So I think there's something for everyone that you guys need, and it's that part of self, right? It's not about like, hey, go to the spa, go get your nails done, like
No.
self-love, self-care. I'm not talking about that. I'm saying, what is the one non-negotiable thing you could do every day to just really calibrate your nervous system to be open? You know, maybe it's exercise, maybe it's, you know, it's different for everybody. So I think it's important when you're going to work with people that you focus on these things, or you work with someone like Haley, who is literally going to help you heal the nervous system specifically. We are coming up close to our time, but I have another question for you. Where do people unknowingly, like, do you see a pattern where people are just unknowingly keeping themselves stuck in survival mode?
I do. And it's based off of fear, always. Always. And sometimes they don't recognize that it's fear. Sometimes they're like, well, that works too hard, or I don't have time for that. But like when you break it down, it's like, what are you scared of? Because when you start changing the nervous system, it is scary. Your nervous system adapts to the environment, which is fascinating. But it will adapt to a very unhealthy, toxic environment. And then that feels normal. So when you stop that toxic environment and you move to a healed environment, the healed environment feels scary. You just got to give it time. So you got to re try to remove or work with someone to remove that fear, take that leap of faith, and give it time. All it takes is a few weeks of in a new environment for it start to adapt again. And then it's gonna feel like you're in a whole new world, and it's amazing.
And you can breathe without the weight on your chest. I love that.
Yeah.
Where can people find you? How can they get resourced with you?
Thank you. So I created a landing page for anyone listening to podcasts, www.haley-coleman.com. And yeah, you just type in your name, email, and in the comment section, you just say podcast. And I reach out to you personally. I'm giving complimentary mini sessions to anyone that says podcast on my landing page. So jump on that because I only have X amount with my calendar. But yeah, I want to heal the masses. So complimentary sessions it is.
I love that. And it is in the show notes, you guys. So make sure you scroll down and get resourced with that. And if you're thinking right now, you're just like broken, I want you guys to understand it may be your nervous system, but like it's in a way that your body's just trying to protect you. Okay. So you're
Yes.
not under attack. It's really just how we've kind of trained and programmed our brain. I could nerd out on a whole other episode about neuroplasticity and how important that is after you heal your nervous system to start making new connections to get out of that hamster wheel to be someone different. So, Haley, this is where I want to tell you what makes you special. And it's not just that you healed, it's that you understood it and you didn't bypass your pain. You didn't ignore it. You didn't become a victim, woe is me, and hide behind it. You went straight into it. You figured your shit out and you came back with something that actually helps people. And I love that you're stepping into your potential and actually showing people like that they're not too much and they're not broken. And you're helping them feel safe again, to feel seen again, to be able to share their message. And hopefully it's a contagious spiral forever. So God bless your mission here. I think it's powerful. I think it's needed. And I think it makes you incredibly special. To everyone listening, God didn't design you to live in constant anxiety and chaos, okay? Your body's not punishing you, it's just trying to protect you. So I want you to understand that healing is possible. Just be patient, be aware, be intentional, get resourced with Haley. And please remember, you guys, your mess is your message. Even the trauma, even the anxiety. If Haley didn't go through what she went through to grow through it, would she have a story for you today? I don't know, but she made her mess her message, and now she's here in a season of helping people. So if your season right now is completely out of control, just know that this is where the wisdom is built. And if you're feeling that pull to use your voice to share what you've been through to help someone else really feel seen, that's what I do. Brandon Lynette, the voice authority. I will help you take your story, your healing, and your truth and turn it into something that impacts people, whether that becomes a podcast or a platform or something bigger. Let's build it the right way. If you're ready to stop holding it in, please come work with me. If this episode spoke to you guys share it, okay? Haley needs you to give her access to someone that she would never be able to reach without your help. So don't be selfish. Just give it a quick share. Reviews are incredible. Stars are super cute. I appreciate them. I'm grateful, but it takes 2 minutes to leave a written review, and that's going to be what gets the show up in the algorithm. And if you're ready for the hot seat, you guys come tell me why you're special. Haley, thank you so much for your time today. This was an awesome conversation.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here. And honestly, I just want to heal people. So let's do it.
Love that.